We are a resurrection people, and that is the cause for our joy. There are some words in the first, what we call, preface of Christian death, which is the beginning of the consecratory prayer of Mass, which is prayed at many funerals. And those words are this: the sadness of death gives way to the bright promise of immortality. Now, it may seem odd to be talking about death and funeral masses during the Easter season, and as we're talking of being a resurrection people, a people of new life. But here's why it's not. It's fitting, especially during the Easter season, but also throughout the whole year, to remember that whenever a Christian dies, we look forward with hope for that bright promise of immortality. Ours is the promise to new and eternal life through Jesus' resurrection on that first glorious Easter day. During this past year, while all of us have been affected in one way or another by the coronavirus pandemic, we've certainly witnessed and experienced a share of dying, whether it be the loss of the precious life of a loved one, or a dying of some of our routines in living and gathering, in our work, social, family, and faith settings. As sure as we believe in the resurrection and life beyond physical death, we hold with hope to the reality that life and routines for us here on earth will also be resurrected, even if as a new routine. Perhaps already you've experienced elements of that new routine as being different in many good ways. Think of the many new ways of outreach to those in need that the pandemic brought about. Think of how much we have missed our various gatherings and maybe have come to appreciate them more and more. Whenever we celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we remember all that we have been celebrating and praying through those days of the sacred Triduum that lead us into Easter. Physical life, that is, Jesus taking on human flesh and his abiding presence among us in his sacraments, the sacred scriptures, and one another. Celebrations with family and friends, that is, the meal, friendship, and service shared by Jesus and his apostles on Holy Thursday. The sadness of separation, that is our Good Friday commemoration. And then, and all leading us to, and promising us, the gladness and joy of the resurrection, Easter Sunday. We must remember that any sadness and separation we experience in this life is only temporary. We who believe in Christ have the promise of being gathered together again. For us, as other words in that preface tells us, life is changed, not ended. The physical separation under which we have been living during the pandemic, and even that brought about by physical death, is only temporary. That's why we can truly say that we are a resurrection people. As Jesus showed us, we will emerge victorious from anything we might endure during our earthly journey of life. That is our cause for joy. All God asks of us is that we do our true best to participate with him, to do our true best in being Jesus to others. And so embrace the life which is the way of Christ, and you will always walk in the protective embrace of the resurrection. Thanks be to God. Resurrection and Easter blessings to all of you.